Greetings and thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio. I am your host, Lee Dodd. All right, welcome back to the next installment of our study through the book of Proverbs. We are in chapter 1, and we'll be covering a larger territory this morning, verses 10 through 19, and I will read the text now. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us ambush the innocent without reason. Like Sheol, let us swallow them alive and whole, like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all precious goods. We shall fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot among us. We will all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their paths, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. For in vain is a net spread in the sight of any bird. But these men lie in wait for their own blood. They set an ambush for their own lives. Such are the ways of everyone who is greedy for unjust gain. It takes away the life of its possessors. Thus, for the reading of God's Word, Proverbs chapter 1, verses 10 through 19. It is quite a text, and we will take it as a single whole, for Solomon is capturing a single thought here, really culminated and concentrated in terms of the force of it in verse 10, that opening verse we read. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. Now, what does it mean to entice? The illustration I like to give is when I was a child and sleeping or supposed to be sleeping in my bedroom, and I would smell an aroma of something being baked, cookies maybe. And that sweet aroma would slowly, steadily fill the home, and I would wander out of that room wondering if Mom might share a cookie with me. That is an enticing aroma. It calls to a person. It is persuasively calling to a person. So Solomon is saying, my son, if sinners persuasively call you to come with them, if they entice you, if they allure you, if they make it sound so good and so exciting and so worthy, do not consent. And this simply means, say no. Refuse to go. As he says in verse 15, do not walk in the way with them, son. Hold back your foot from their path. Refuse to participate. Flee from youthful lusts, Paul could say in the New Testament. Joshua, in the book of Genesis, could say, how can I sin and do this great evil in the eyes of my God? Do not consent. That is the clear message for today. Every man, woman, and child will be influenced by ungodly people, those that call themselves friends and are not friends. Well, how do we distinguish between good friends and bad friends? We are affected by the people and the attitudes and the content we surround our lives with. So what is the difference between a good friend and a bad friend? Let me be clear. A good friend, a true friend, cares mostly about your soul. Young boy, young girl, hearing me. A good friend cares about your soul, about your everlasting state, about you being reconciled to God and having peace with God. A bad friend, they may care about you in some ways. They may care about how much fun they have with you. They may care about your possessions and the good toys, the good gadgets you have to share with them. They may care about the benefit they receive from knowing you and spending time with you, but they do not care about what is most important and most valuable, and that is your soul. We do not need friends, deep friends, those we can lean on, rely on, pray with, call upon in time of need. We do not need bad friends. Only a good friend will be a help to us in times of trouble. Later in Proverbs, we'll see a verse that there is a friend that sticks closer to us than a brother. And I believe this is a very Christ-centered passage, speaking of the greatest friend that ever existed. Young boy, young girl, young man, young woman, the greatest friend you could ever have is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. There is no friend like him. No greater love has a man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. This is said in John's Gospel of Jesus Christ. No friend will ever care about your soul as much as Jesus cares about your soul. No friend will ever let you down in a way that Jesus Christ will never let you down. The very best friends in the earth will disappoint you. They're not perfect. Jesus Christ never disappoints and is always and forever perfect. So if you want the true friend, the very best friend, look to Jesus Christ today. Think about this. Discuss it with mom and dad. Good friends, bad friends, evil influences, influences for good. These are very important things, and these words will preserve you and keep you safe. I hope you've enjoyed today's discussion of Proverbs 1:10-19.